Good morning on this blessed Sunday morning on WWDB, Inspiration and Religion with Cantor Scott, or anytime you're listening for Faith of Your Body, Mind, and Soul on podcasts on WWDBAM.com or on any of my social media. It is a pleasure and an honor and certainly a privilege to have you listening to bring all the goodness into your life, those that you love and those that you come into contact with each and every day. I hope everyone had a week filled with successes and achievements, and may we all in the week to come go from strength to strength. So no matter when you are listening, we all have to say, of course, go Phillies, no matter whether you're listening on Sunday morning live or anytime during the week. What an honor it is to have a baseball team in Greater Philadelphia and South Jersey as the Phillies this week is, well, this year. It is an opportunity for us to come together with a common cause, because we often know that at least the media and politicians, they divide us into categories by our color, our religion, our creed, our tradition, our wealth, our age, our weight, our height, whatever it is. They have a good way and a negative way and a wrong way of dividing us into categories. And that is certainly not the way God intended us to be. So when we have a same team that we're all rooting for, it brings us together with one cause. As 6 million of us in Greater Philadelphia and South Jersey, we come together in one cause with all our hearts, all our souls, and our minds. And certainly that is a blessing. So we bless the Phillies, and we bless them with good health. In fact, we bless all the athletes in the World Series and all the sports, our children. We always are worried about them when they go out to play a team sport, whether it's basketball or hockey, Philly gymnastics, whatever it may be, we bless them with good health. So we say together, God, please see to it that all those who strive to be the best in their athletic ability be blessed with safety, with health, and when they play, make sure their bodies are filled with strength and their minds are filled with strength, so when they are done, whether it's a win or a loss, they have competed to the best of the ability and have used the gifts that you have given them in their athleticism to create joy among our community. And with that, we can all say, amen. So if you have been listening to the news this week, you couldn't help, whether it's you watch it on TV, whether you go online, whether paper, whatever way you get your news, the news about the anti-Semitism of Kanye West. And we always ask, why? Why is there anti-Semitism against the Jewish people? It's been that way for over 4,000 years, and there has never been a good answer to why. I don't know. Is it jealousy? Maybe. Is it something else? Possibly. But there has never been a good reason for it, and maybe that's the way it's meant to be. It has helped. It has helped the Jewish people strive for greater heights in any endeavor, any field, whether it's the music field, the sports field, the financial, academic, artistic, music, whatever the field is, we have achieved to the best of our abilities, to the heights of that field. And it is amazing that in the United States, Jewish people are only 2 to 3% of the population, and worldwide, less than 1% is 0.0. It's almost nothing. There are some countries that don't even have one Jewish person in them, but yet there is anti-Semitism. And this week there is and continues to be a major story about the anti-Semitic statements of Kanye West, the musician, and other things that he does. But the anti-Semitism that he has given out, and he said, Adidas will never fire me. I can say anti-Semitic things and nothing will happen to me. Well, we saw that happened. In fact, I had the opportunity to speak with Action News Channel 6 this week. They gave me the privilege. They traveled across the bridge into South Jersey, and they interviewed me about Kanye West. And I said what Adidas did, of course, was correct. But what took them so long? As soon as it happened, they could have said, we don't agree with the words of Kanye West. I know they had time to get out of the contract, but it took weeks to do that. And they could have said it immediately. I know it takes a long time to break a contract, especially if it's a multi-million dollar, a billion dollar contract in dozens of countries. But at least at the beginning, they could have not defended it, but they could have at least said, we don't agree. But they did not do that. In fact, we have learned of the anti-Semitic past of Adidas, especially during the Holocaust and World War II. But you can look that up online. But the history of anti-Semitism with Adidas has not been the best at all. And maybe that's why they didn't come out right away to say they wanted to see if it would blow over, if people wouldn't say anything against it. But yet they did, and public pressure caused them to get rid of Kanye West. And on that, certainly we can all say amen. So we say a prayer for anti-Semitics. Indeed we do. We say a prayer for all. In fact, there's this part of the Fiddler on the Roof that says, is there a prayer for the Tsar? And Tevye says, yes, there is a prayer for the Tsar. And the prayer is, may God bless and keep the Tsar far, far away from me. So may God bless and keep Kanye West far, far away from me. But in all seriousness, I spoke to the Action News. I pray for him, and we all should pray for Kanye West. In fact, we all should pray for anti-Semites, that they may see a change of heart. They may see a change in their soul, because only a change inside will create a change outside. And after all, somebody in Kanye West's position that has millions and like hundreds of millions followers on social media, that people listen to the words that he says, it is problematic when he says words that are anti-Semitic. So we pray for him that he should learn, and hopefully he'll seek counseling and he'll seek the knowledge and the acknowledgement that we are all created in the image of God equally, and we are all in this world together only to love each other and to live in the image of God and to follow the golden rule that you should not do unto others that you do not want done to you. Love your neighbor as yourself. And if people in his position would realize that the world does not revolve around him, that we would be in a more joy-filled world, country, family, community. So we pray for Kanye West, and we pray for all anti-Semites, that they may see and learn that we are all blessed by God to live in the image of God. And on that, certainly we can all say amen. And we say amen for our sponsors of Inspiration and Religion on WWDB, without whom we would not have the opportunity to join together in faith and prayer and righteousness and all that's good in life. We say amen for our friend Bonnie, the owner of the men's and boys' store in the Warminster Shopping Center in beautiful Warminster, PA, in Bucks County at 320 York Road. Simply the best men's clothing and the best boys' clothing that you can find. Now getting in fall clothing on a daily basis in both the men's and boys' department. Sports coats, suits, and khakis, and sportswear. Shoes, too, for your fall weddings, bar and bar mitzvahs, confirmations, first holy communions, and custom tailoring, too. Formally, from Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philly and Huntington Valley for 25 years. Again, they are located in Warminster Shopping Center, 320 York Road. All departments, tuxedo sales and rentals for weddings and charity events, cruises, and any formal occasions, events for your business, events for your families, please give Bonnie a call at 215-914-2060. 215-914-2060. They are winning awards, seriously, every single week for the best of this, the best of that, then the best of this. And why? Because they are the best. Give them a call at, again, 215-914-2060, the men's and boys store, and tell Bonnie that Cantor Scott says hi. And for her, we say, amen. You know, it's always good to say amen. Amen is a form of prayer. Amen means that I agree with what was just said. And it is a honor for me and to teach that there's no right or wrong way to pray. There's not a right or wrong time to pray. There's not a right or wrong place to pray. God is all around us. Whenever I have the opportunity to lead a wedding, a bar bat mitzvah, a baby naming, I always tell the families what makes this service holy and unique and special and sacred has nothing to do with the location, because we all know that God is everywhere. What makes a service holy and unique and loving and special has everything to do with who's here, family and friends and loved ones, because they make the ground we're standing on holy. They make the building we are in holy, because they are joining together in prayer. And whenever folks join together in prayer, that space is holy. But you actually don't need other people to join you in prayer. You can pray by yourself. And I always hear people tell me that they have excuses of not to pray. The biggest one is that I don't have time to pray. I don't have time to pray. That's simply another lie we believe. That's a common excuse of why not to pray. The truth is that we all are blessed with 24 hours a day. We all are blessed with the same amount of time each and every day. So why is it that some have time to pray and some do not have time to pray? Well, the truth is that there is always, always time to pray. And how do you do it? The best response that I give is to be in a constant state of prayer. You don't turn it on. You don't turn it off. You don't turn on your faith and your love for God, and then you turn it off. And when you want to pray, you turn it on again. That's not the way it works. You should be in a constant state of prayer, a constant state of counting your blessings, a constant state of acknowledging that God is the reason for all the blessings in our lives, and to always, each and every second of the day, to put God first. So you will always have time to pray if you're always praying. And after all, what is prayer? We always speak about it. It's just a conversation with God. So when something happens in your life that is good, you look up and say, hey, God, I knew and I know and I acknowledge that that was you. But it is a fallacy that you only pray when things are bad. If something happening badly or negatively in your life, the health of yourself, the health of someone else, your finances, your physical nature, your emotional nature, your psychological nature isn't doing as well. Yes, pray to God, but you also pray to God when things are good. And if you stay in that state of constant prayer, you will be amazed how your blessings will multiply, how the good things in your life will multiply, because you will notice them and you will accept that they are blessings and wonders and miracles from God. So stay in that state of prayer, and you will never, never have that excuse of, I don't have time to pray, because that's not the way it works, and that's not the way it should work. And on that certainly, we can all say, amen. This past week, it's always on October the 28th, so just a couple days, depending on when you're listening to Inspiration and Religion, was the National First Responders Day. National First Responders Day, and it is always a blessing to me to know that I have the blessing to be a police chaplain. In fact, I always, I know you don't see it if you're listening on the radio, but if you're on my social media, you will see that I always carry around my badge that acknowledges the blessing to me that I am a first responder for a local South Jersey police department. So each and every day, not only on National First Responders Day, take some time to acknowledge the goodness of your local police, your fire responders, your EMS, your medical first responders, because they are heroes. We all know that all heroes do not wear capes. And our first responders are running into an emergency as we are running out. And just to have the opportunity on a daily basis to be with the local officers in my community as a police chaplain is such an honor to me. It's not only an honor, it's one, if not the biggest honor in my life. And for them, we all say amen. So take some time, each time that you are in a store or in a convenience store, at a gas station, or wherever you may be, to go up and thank a first responder. And if you're in a convenience store and you see them coming in, pay for their sandwich or for their soda or for their tasty cake. If they're in a restaurant and if you have the resources, pay for their bill, because that's just one way to thank them and to make them feel appreciated. And they certainly need to feel appreciated, because there is a thin blue line between them and the freedoms that can be taken away from us through crime and through other negatives in our lives. So give them acknowledgement of thanks as often as you can. And certainly for them, that would be a blessing in their lives. And for them, certainly we can all say amen. We also say amen to our friends at Dental Wellness of Riverton, New Jersey, and Dental Wellness in Marlton, New Jersey. Comfort and care you will smile about. Ranked best in general dentistry by South Jersey Magazine. To ensure you receive the most effective and personalized solutions available, they passionately pursue the latest technologies and treatments. They believe you deserve their best every time. When you combine two experienced doctors, Dr. Sonia Sweeney Fonseca and Dr. Douglas Cohen, with advanced education and clinical expertise, you get beautifully stunning results and treatment that you can trust. For more information or to schedule an appointment online, please go to their website at thedentalwellness.com. That's thedentalwellness.com. First rate care, award winning, patient focused. They look forward to hearing from you. If you know me well, you know that I'm always handing out it to all my students or my at the programs or services that I have, a Shema band. It's a black elastic band with white Hebrew lettering on it that has the most important prayer in Judaism. It's called the Shema. In Hebrew, it's Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. That comes from the book of Deuteronomy, the fifth and last book of the Torah, or for what non-Jews call the Old Testament, Deuteronomy. And in English, it means listen, understand, Shema, listen, understand, comprehend, Yisrael, all Jewish people, that God is our God and God is one. And I have those letters on a black elastic band that I give to all my students wherever they are in the country. And I am so blessed to have students through the blessings of modern technology, students all over the country, California, North Carolina, Vermont, Texas, I mean, even Pennsylvania and New York. I know, that's amazing. This week, I saw online a video, and a student sent me some pictures of Aerosmith, the rock group. And we all know that the lead singer of Aerosmith is Steven Tyler. So I'm looking at the pictures that my students sent to me, And Steven Tyler was wearing on both arms a whole bunch of bands, wristbands. And one of the wristbands was the black elastic band with the Shema on it. Now, I don't think, I could be wrong, but I don't think Steven Tyler is Jewish. He could be. I have to look that up, but he was wearing a Shema band. Now, anybody can wear a Shema band. It's a declaration that God is our God and God is one, meaning there is only one God. So anyone can wear it, but to see Steven Tyler in concert wearing it as he's singing these rock songs, that's a blessing, and it makes me like Aerosmith even more. You know, most of the music that I listen to is inspirational and religious, like the radio station K-Love. If you haven't listened to K-Love recently, turn it on. But I do listen to classic rock like Queen, like Styx, like Journey, and Aerosmith once in a while when I'm inside the car and I'm getting a little bit tired, getting a little bit sleepy. I turn on the classic rock station and I go boom, and it's Aerosmith and I am up. So he was wearing a Shema band, and certainly that is a blessing to us. And it's nice to know that world-famous rock stars are wearing Shema bands. It could have been one of mine that one of my students gave to him at a concert. And if so, thank you. Thank you very much. So we all have sleepless nights. We all have nights that we can't sleep. There are problems in our world, but don't let your heart be troubled. I get contacted, whether it be email, whether it be text, whether it be Facebook messaging, or, you know, TikTok, Instagram. And by the way, if you would like to contact me for any reason, any inspirational, any religious reason, I am certainly not hard to find on social media. Go to TikTok, go to Facebook, go to Instagram, and I'm there. Or all my contact information is on my website at cantorborsky.com. CantorBorsky.com. And I'm often speaking to people about simply how to use prayer to fall asleep at night. We all know that in the morning, we should use the first 3 minutes that we open our eyes for prayer. Certainly, many people, as soon as they wake up, they grab their phone that's by the side of their bed, and they scroll their Facebook, they scroll up and down their Instagram to find if they have any new friends. But that's not what you should do. You should acknowledge that God is our friend and God wants to talk to us in the morning. So the first 3 minutes should be about how God is affecting your life, what God is doing to your life each and every day, morning, noon, and night, as opposed to your friends, because God can do a lot more for you, of course, than your friends can. But especially at night when we can't sleep, how do we use prayer to fall asleep? But so the first thing you have to do is acknowledge that the world will not end if you don't figure out your problems before you go to bed. Let me say that again. The world will not end if you don't figure out your problems and how to solve them before you fall asleep. Give your problems to God and go to sleep. God never sleeps. And while you are sleeping, God is formulating the conversation that he can have with you to set the wheels in motion for the problems in your life to be solved, whether they are financially, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, in your relationships, at work. If you're a student, your problems at school that you have in your academics or your after school activities. Realize that God never sleeps, but you must sleep. So in the morning, you can renew, you can refresh, you can rejuvenate. When you wake up your eyes in the morning, you can say, God, thank you for allowing me to sleep. I realize that you don't, and you are working on my behalf, and I will not let my heart be troubled, because I know at night when I go to bed, you are taking my problems and you are giving me miracles and wonders and blessings when I wake up to a new day to allow me to solve the problems in my life for me, my family, and all those who I love and come into contact with. And for that, I say the Hebrew words also from the book of Deuteronomy, ve'ahavta, means and you shall love. And please acknowledge, God, that I know that I was created, that I was created to love God. And in return for that love, you are solving all of the negative aspects of my life. So I know that every essence of my life is one that will be filled with miracles each and every day. And on that certainly, we can all say amen. We also say amen to our friends at the Mount Laurel Home for funerals. And if you are thinking of prearranging a funeral for yourself or for a loved one, look no further than Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, conveniently located off of Route 38 in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Their brand new facility features amenities unlike any other funeral home in the Delaware Valley. They have been serving our community, no matter religion, background, of South Jersey since 1992. Call them today at 856-234-6900, 856-234-6900. Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Pay less, get more, a lot more. David Potascio, Senior Director, New Jersey, license number 3796. And it is my honor to work with many, in many different ways, with the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Many different, they work with me with my animal rescue at Cantor Scott's Animal Rescue Center. They work with me when we have folks who need notifications to light the yearly yard site, the remembrance candle of folks who have died, to give them a recognition of what date they have to light the candle. In so many ways, the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals is a blessing to us and to our community. And on them and for them, we all say amen. So to end, no matter when you are listening on WWDB, we say, and as we always say, pray more, worry less. Have a blessed day, everybody, and thank you for joining me on 860 WWDB.